Message number 399. Never take unfair advantage of others, even in business, politics, or any walk of life. Thursday, April 19, 2012 at 8:00 p.m. My dearest daughter, I want you to tell all of my followers that their prayers are being heard and that many evil events are being mitigated as a result. I also wish it to be known that as a result of your suffering, my daughter, that I have been able to save 4 million souls. My mercy has been poured over these children of God who are still alive in the world today. Other sacrifices offered by those followers of mine who through prayer and fasting are helping me to save people from a terrible destiny. Your strength, love, loyalty, and perseverance mean that Satan's power is being diluted. It also means that the power of the global One World Group is weakening. You must know that prayer weakens evil in the world. The more prayer, the less power that Satan holds. Never underestimate even one person's prayer and suffering, for it wields great reprieve for those who would otherwise face the fires of hell. The love you feel, children given to you as a natural gift at birth, is a pure thing. Rarely does hatred enter your life until you reach the age of reason. Children under this age are innocent, pure, and humble in my eyes, and see things in a simple, uncomplicated way. This is the true love you must try to recapture in your lives. When you look at life in a simple way, honor God the Father, Creator of all things, and obey His commandments, then you become like a child again. You become pure, loving, and simple of heart, and empty of malice. Then you will be given the strength of the Holy Spirit so that your faith will be unshakable. You will become like a child but will be given the armor of a warrior, a true and honorable member of God's army. In time you will reign with me side by side in the new paradise. Keep your love for others simple. Never offer love on condition it offers you something in return. Instead, offer love with no strings attached. Offer love to others as a gift to God. See everyone you meet in your life through the eyes of God. Each person was created by God. Each brought into the world through the love of God. Even though certain souls are born with a severe cross to bear, they are presented into the world by God with love. Love each other despite the faults of each other in honor of my Father. Search out each face and look upon it as if you are seeing this person in the eyes of God. Only then will you find it easier to refrain from judging others. Try to find the best and the good in everyone. Show love and kindness to each other. Never take unfair advantage of others, even in business, politics, or any walk of life. When you come across evil present in others, pray hard for their soul and offer a small token sacrifice to me, your Jesus, in atonement for their sins. Suffering a little, making small sacrifices for the souls of others in prayer can mitigate the intensity of future prophesied persecution. When you do this, the mercy of my Father can be poured out over the world in a deluge of graces. Pray that your prayers will help prepare mankind adequately before the warning takes place, so that few are lost before they are given the chance to see me present to them my great gift of love, mercy, and reconciliation. Your loving Jesus, Savior of mankind.